Father God, we thank you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, Lord, for your word. God, thank you for your word in all power and in all might, God, that it might continue to lead us and guide us according to the working of your spirit, Lord, which is in all holiness and righteousness and truth, God, according to your will. God, that we not err from the truth, God, that we might continually stand upon the truth that is your word, God, that we might enlighten all those, Lord, that hear the word of God and fill them with the things necessary, Lord, that they might continue to stand in the faith, and those that are without the faith, Lord, that you may make known unto them the things that are required of God in these last times. So we thank you. We praise you. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so I just want to discuss some things, you know, that God has been putting on my heart. And I've been kind of, you know, resisting it because I know, you know, it's going to be met with much resistance because we've been doing things our way, you know, and especially in the Church of God, you know, for a very long time. And the Bible tells us, you know, that in the last days there will be a great falling away, you know, from the true Church of God, to the point that I think, and this is me talking now, that if the apostles would come back today, they would not even recognize the church as being the Church of God, because, you know, the things that we're doing now and in the church, it don't line up with what's in the Bible according to the way that Jesus ordained for the church to be, and, you know, how God sanctified the church, that it might be adorned as a bride, you know, to a wedding supper, you know, that way when Jesus see the church, he can be pleased and God will be pleased, you know, with what the church has done and how it is presented without a spot and without a wrinkle unto Jesus, because he is the head of the church. And so speaking of those things, we know that God ordained a certain order from the foundation of the earth. In the original, when God created Adam, the Bible tells us that God created man in his image. So man is the glory of God. Okay? And then, so the woman was taken from man, and woman is the glory of man. Because when Adam saw her, she said, bones of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And so that's the word God ordained it to be. Now, so while they were in the garden, walking in the presence of God, Adam and Eve were helpless one to another. Okay, God made no, you know, no certain distinction at that time. You know, they were helpless one of another, as God has ordained it to be. Because all the other beasts of the field had a helpmate, but Adam didn't. Okay. Now, once the serpent beguiled Eve or tricked Eve, then that's when God made the separation or the difference. And God told Eve, your desire will be unto your husband, and he shall rule over thee. And in childbearing, you shall have grief and travail. Okay, and then Adam, he cursed Adam. He said, the ground will no longer bring forth for your sake, but you must till and you must toil the land in order to get it to produce. You shall work by the sweat of your brows, what God told him. And we know what he said to the serpent. You know, to this day, the serpent is still on his belly. And to this day, man is supposed to work, you know, by the sweat of his brow. And the woman is still, you know, subject to her husband. Now, that doesn't mean that a man should abuse and dictate to his wife and make her feel like she's his servant. But the Bible's plainly tell us that no man yet hated his own body. And because a woman is taken from the man, we can't hate and abuse a woman, because then we'll be abusing ourselves. But we're to nourish her and cherish her, you know, and protect her. That's what God wants us to do. He wants men that women will be able to look up to and to honor, you know, in a godly way. And I understand, you know, why women feel that they have to go in the church and do some of the things they're doing, like preaching and leading men, because there are few men willing to stand up for God nowadays. And God is calling men to take the reins and take the leadership in the church. Because that's what God wants. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of the church. Okay? And so men must submit, and man is the head of the woman. That's the way God ordained it to be. The Bible even goes as far as saying, you know, let the women keep silence in the church. And we understand those things, you know what that means and all that. But if they have any questions, then they should ask their husbands at home. You know, that's the way God ordained it to be in the original church. And then we go into Revelation where Jesus rebuked some of the church or the one church because they allowed that woman Jezebel, right, who calls herself. The Bible said God didn't call her. She calls herself a prophetess. Okay, so to seduce my servants and to cause them to fornicate and commit adultery. Okay, and then we see, you know, Mystery Babylon the Great, that woman, that great whore that was seducing the nations. God wants men to take charge in his church. That's what he wants. Okay? And we got to go back and do the things the way God wants us to do it. Because the Bible tells us, right, our labor, we don't do it God's way and according to his will, then our labor will be in vain. It will be in vain. He will say, flee from me, you that work iniquity. I don't know you because I did not send you. It's, you know, we can run, but we don't want our running to be in vain. God has not ordained the church to operate the way it is operating in the present state. It's not of God. It's not of God. Okay, so, I mean, we can... So what do we do when we get to these scriptures that say these things, that say how the order of the church is supposed to be? Do we just skip over them? What do we do? Do we just preach around them? What do we do? But it's all the word of God, and it's all meant for edifying, for building up of the saints of God, that we might walk in the truth, and we not err from the things of God, and walk after our own way and the devices of the devil, because the devil can deceive us to make us think that we're doing what God wants us to do, and all the time we're not doing it. You understand? It has to line up with the will of God and the word of God. It must all line up perfectly according to God's will and his word, or our running will be in vain. And we don't want our running to be in vain. You don't want it to be in vain. Now, and when we see the world and the present situation that is in, the whole earth is full of sin. It's the whole earth. When you got young women on Facebook, on Instagram, and all these things saying that they've slept 18, 19 year old girls, okay? Saying that they've already slept with over 100 men and confessing these things in public. You think God will not judge these things? And God will not judge a nation that does these things? Because he will. And the hand of God is against this nation and against this world because of all the sin that's in the land. Because we don't think about God in any form or fashion. We're just going about doing things our own way. And it's not the way of God. It's not the way God designed it. God ordained for men and women to walk before him in godliness and in holiness and in righteousness and in all truth, as in the beginning, in the garden, before sin crept in. But now that sin is here. Okay, and God gave us Jesus to redeem us from the wickedness that's in the land. So we got to serve him. And we got to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord of all things, because he is. And whether we acknowledge it or not, he still will be. He will be, because God has ordained it to be so. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Whether you want to or not, you will confess it, because God said it will happen. Every knee will be, everything will be subject to him. The power is given unto him. And he sits on the right hand of the Father in all glory and all dominion until that appointed day. And that day is coming. It's coming. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Because now is the axe laid to the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bring forth good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. Behold, I come quickly, says the Lord God. I come quickly. Take heed that you not be found wanting in the balance, because God is going to judge and weigh all things. Remember the parable about the three servants. One he gave five, one he gave three or two, the other he gave one. The five doubled his, the second doubled his, the third buried it, and it did not bring forth fruit. So when the master or the Lord of the vineyard returned, and he asked, you know, what have you done with the gifts I have given you? The one doubled it to 10, the other to 6, I believe, or 4, and the other one only gave back the one. And so he took that one away from him and gave it to the one that had 10. Bring forth fruit meet for repentance. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand. God will judge all things according to his word and according to his will. So we can do whatever we want to do and think that we're doing the will of God. But if you don't line up with God, he will say, flee from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you. I didn't send you. And if I send you, you didn't produce fruit that will meet for repentance. So we got to do it God's way. Got to do it his way. His time. According to the spirit of the living God, we must do it. Or it will not profit us anything. Because it will be tried by fire. And everything that cannot withstand the fire, that is not purged and is not true and is not righteous and is not holy, it will not stand up to God's trial. So we gotta do it God's way. Gotta do it God's way. Or your labor will be in vain. And the Spirit bears witness that these things are true. We got to come up to God's level and stop just doing things just to be doing it. Because if you're not running according to God, oh my God, think about the years, all the time that you spent thinking that you're doing service to God and you're doing service to yourself and not unto the Almighty. That will be a woeful day that you stand before God and he don't even recognize you as his servant. Think about that. If you go to work and you work all week long, right? And then the time clock did not register you as being there. That's what that will be like. And they're going to be, and they're going to say, well, we don't see you in the system as being one of our laborers. You don't get no pay. You don't get no pay. And likewise will be in the kingdom of God. We don't want our labor to be in vain. We want fruits. Fruits of repentance according to the will of God in all humility and righteousness. God's kingdom is at hand. And he wants us to repent and turn to him according to his way. We must repent. The nations of the world must repent because they're headed for destruction. They're headed for destruction. God is calling the world and his church to repentance. We must repent now and turn to the Almighty God. We must turn. Sin is in the land. The land must be purged. And Jesus told us that when we see that man of sin, he's revealed when he stand in the place, in the holy place, and shall make that place desolate. We know that our redemption draws nigh. It draws nigh. That man of sin is about to appear, and we will be able to see it with our own eyes, that he's here. He said, this generation, that generation that sees all these things shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. We are that generation. Never before has the world been positioned like it is now. It is ripe. The cup runneth over. It is ripe. As in the days of Noah. As in the days of Noah. And they were all swept away. They did not believe until the floods came. The Bible said, and swept them away. As in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Morality has ceased from existence in the earth. People don't have morals. They don't care about God. They don't care about you. They do whatever they want to do. And it's all contrary to the will and the working of the Almighty God. The kingdom of God is at hand. We must repent now and turn to him that is able to save us and keep us from falling. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. Repent. Woe. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will fall and face utter destruction. Babylon the Great committed fornication with the whole earth. God shall reveal her nakedness and her sin in his wrath. All her torment shall come in 1 hour, says the Lord God Almighty. This woeful nation of sin, who's governed by sinful men, men of deceit, men of lies, of corruption, that don't care about God. They don't care about God. They serve themselves and the serpents and Satan. And we got to call it like it is. They're serving the devil. They're not serving God. This is a blasphemous nation full of sin and corruption throughout this land. The cities burn even as I speak. The cities burn even as I speak. Because God's judgment is in this land. It's in this land. And we must repent. We must repent and turn from our ways. This is not God's way. It's not God's way. Says the Spirit of the Almighty God, repent, all ye nations. Repent. Repent. Behold, I come quickly with judgment, says the Lord God Almighty. His hand is against the nations. And he's calling his church back to that, back to the true sanctification and holiness and righteousness. This is God's hand. He wants his church adorned without a spot, without a wrinkle before the living God. No one is wallowing in sin, says God. You don't want us wallowing in sin. We should be glorifying God in the midst of a sinful nation. For we know God will always preserve unto himself a remnant of people. My God, he will always reserve a remnant unto himself. Even when Elijah mocked the prophets of Baal, and he said it might be Baal is sleeping, or maybe he took like a journey somewhere. took a journey somewhere because he's not answering you right now. You understand? Trump and all these people can't do anything for you. Elon Musk can't do anything for you. Putin or the Pope, they can do nothing for you. We need God and we need him now. We got to serve God. But God has a remnant of people and they will serve God and they will seek God because God has put in their hearts to know the truth and the truth has set them free from these things. And the Bible strictly tells us, except these days be shortened, no flesh will be saved, but for the very elect of God, the days will be and have been shortened that they might survive the present evil that's going to come upon this earth. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. We must yield to God. We must yield to his will. We must sanctify ourselves according to the word and the will of God. Father, I praise you and I bless you. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ.